Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, Anna Marie.
Maria. Hi.
Sorry.
Yes.
Hi, Anna Maria, right? Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Hi there. This is Joe.
Hello.
Thank you so much for calling in and joining. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Why don't I go over a couple things? You want to just chat for a second?
Sure.
Okay. So my name's Joe Ostrander, and I work here for NRCDV. And I guess before I get into all of the other things, the first thing I really want to say is thank you. Thank you for submitting your story, and thank you for participating in this podcast project. Thank you for the story you did give. It's very brave for people to share their personal stories and to share of this very personal part of themselves, and we really truly appreciate you doing that and are, quite frankly, very humbled by the fact that you've allowed us to be part of what you're doing. So thank you very much for that. Before we do anything.
Thank you for allowing me. I appreciate it.
Yeah. Well, we think that you're doing the bigger job than us, so we'll just let it go for that. So why don't I go over just a couple things of how it works, like some housekeeping things. And are you nervous?
Yes. Definitely.
Okay. It's normal. That's fine. I'll do my best to try to help calm your nerves. I can't stop it, of course, but I'll do my best to try to help provide some things to help you calm your nerves. First, and I guess one of the first things is just remember that it's just us, okay? And this is a recording.
Okay.
One of the best ways to do it is just pretend that we're like, you know, sitting in a room together over, you know, coffee or tea or wine or whatever it is we want to have, and we're just hanging out, and we're and you're just talking to me about this, okay? And we are recording, and we have time to record, so you know we have time. We have the ability to do things over if you're not happy with something, or we have my colleague who works with me, Justine, is our super wonderful, talented, magical editor. Our technical editor. So, you know, if there are spots while you're reading where you stumble or you pause or for whatever reason, she has ways to fix that. Okay. And I don't know if you had the opportunity or you took any time to listen to any of the other podcasts that we've done that have been similar to this, where people have shared their stories. But if you did, I hope one of the things you noticed was that, you know, the stories are smooth, and not everybody reads their story smooth. So we do our, you know, we take care of that type of stuff. It's okay to be nervous Many people are nervous. This isn't probably something that you typically do, so I get that.
Right.
So a couple other housekeeping things. When it comes time to read your story, I'll ask if you can state your full name, and that's make sure for the record. And then we also, our host of our podcast series is Yvonne, and she will do an intro and an outro that will be sandwiched with your story. So it's to make sure so that she can say your name properly, so that she pronounces it properly. So we just do that.
Okay.
I know that we've received, I think, all of your materials. We have a photo of you. I think we got your release form and all that. So thanks for sending that in. I also wanted to let you know that I think this was shared with you that so we, you know, obviously promote these podcast series pretty heavily through our social media, as well as we developed some social cards with your photo and quotes and stuff that we want to promote. And we do that through our Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. And if you are on any one of those or all of them and you would like to be tagged, I would just need to have your handles for those.
Okay, great.
So are you on any of those, and would you like to be tagged?
I am.
Because some people don't.
Yes.
Okay.
But maybe have my nonprofit tagged.
Okay. What can you give me those handles, or do you know them offhand? Can you give them to me, or do you need to look them up?
Yes. So on, I think the Twitter is the same as the Instagram and Facebook. It's Rose Family Advocacy, R-O-S-E.
Let me turn up my phone. Hold on. The volume is too low. Could you say that again?
It's Rose Family Advocacy.
R-O-S. And you think it's the same for Twitter and Facebook? I can look that up too. So. All right.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And do you do Instagram?
Yes.
Is it the same there, do you think?
Yes.
Okay, great. And you don't mind us doing that, so, because some people don't want us to.
I would love to. Thank you.
Yeah. All right. So you want us to just do the organization? You don't want us, do you have a personal one you want us to do, or you'll take care of that yourself?
I think I'll take care of that myself.
Okay. No problem. That's absolutely fine. We just want to verify and ask permission and make sure we have things right, because the last thing we want to do is make a mistake and share something you don't want shared. So that's fine.
Sure.
Okay. All right. So So now we'll get to the aspect of the recording. So we have about 20 minutes left in my recording time, which is more than enough. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'll give a couple tips to you. I don't know where you're sitting right now, but if you're at a computer and you have your, you may want to turn the volume off on your computer so you don't get what mine just did, which is chime when an email comes in.
Okay.
If you're using your cell phone, but if you're not, you want to turn the volume off on your cell phone so that somebody calls you in the middle of this recording.
Okay.
The other thing too is most people read faster than they think they do,
yes.
And they talk faster than they think they do. So don't worry about it. You know, just take your time. And when you start, I'll ask you to say your name, pause for a couple seconds, and then read your story. And it would be great if you could also, I don't know if you were planning on using the title of your story, but I think that would be great way to start off this whole thing. So then, but pause between your name and the sort of the story part, and then that way it gives us space to edit, because we won't include your name in your part. If you do, when you're going through, if you do feel like you've stumbled or something gets you and you don't, like it, you can, again, it's okay, just stop and pause. You can either then go back to the beginning of that sentence or the beginning of the paragraph or whatever it is, you know, depending on where you're at. As long as we have a couple seconds pause, we can then edit, okay? And then I will make I'll make notes of where those, if those things happen, where they happen, so that we can do it. And then when you're all completed, when you're all done, and you say your last word on your story, again, pause for a couple seconds, because I'm looking at your thing. It says, "And understanding why it still hurts will." And if you just go, "Understanding why it hurts will," "Hey, yeah, I've done," it gives us no spot. And the, "Hey, why, yeah, I'm done, I made it through it," will end up in the story because we won't have space to cut it off. So,
am I reading that one? I thought I was reading the other one.
Oh, you're just doing the first one. Oh, you're right. I'm sorry.
Okay.
My bad. I just, the thing I printed out had both of them on it. So, yeah, you're right.
Oh, okay.
So it would be.
Like, that was a little bit tougher, and I didn't prepare. Okay.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. I just realized. Yeah, I printed the story off to make sure I had it, and I didn't mark that. It was just the one on this copy. Sorry. "My story wouldn't be the same without them." So just pause, and you know, before we all cheer, and again, that gives us space to make sure that we can edit. So, all right.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No. I think you covered everything.
Okay. Are you? Okay, so whenever you're ready, go ahead and get started. I'll mute my phone while you're doing it so that I don't accidentally make noises that end up on the recording either. And all right, so there we go. Just get started when you're ready.
Okay. Anna Maria Dahl, number one thing that changed my story. My parents are strong, hard-assed, progressive, grounded, open-minded, happy, successful, educated, modest individuals. If they were not as they are, I would not be me. They are the number one thing that changed my story. 22, alone in Texas, raising my son without child support or the helping hand of the ex-husband or in-laws, I went to work. Mom and Dad resided a state over in New Mexico, but they said I could do it. I had no choice but to, so I did. In the beginning, only because they thought I could, so I did, not because I had ever believed in myself. They made it seem like there was zero failure in me, so of course I could do it. But then somehow, I did. I worked hard in Texas for 2 years, but then after being allowed to move home, I drove myself and my son to New Mexico. I moved into my own place. Moving back into Mom and Dad's house was certainly not an option. Mom and Dad told me to find a place I could afford. And I did. Of course I wanted to move back in with them. Who wouldn't? But standing on my own was something I had to master. So I did. Again, not because I believed in myself. They did all the believing in me for me. My next goal was to go back to school. I didn't have the option to go on campus and work at night. My folks were determined to support me into being an independent mother, pushing me to search for a program that would fit my schedule, not the other way around. I love them for that. The attorney I was working for, a Harvard graduate, told me about University of Phoenix and how I could do it. And somehow, I did. He was supportive, and I met with the school to see if they could work with me. Without the flexibility of University of Phoenix, I would have never kept at it. But I did. I worked full-time as a paralegal, took at least 12 credits every semester, including summer semester. After 2 short years, I graduated with my Associate of Arts in Criminal Justice. I did. I heard of Arizona State University's online program and how they were looking to help non-traditional students, much like University of Phoenix, so I transferred. Dad said he wanted to go to ASU when he was younger. Going to a regular school was more acceptable in the eyes of others. Being accepted by others sure helps when you find it hard to accept your own life circumstances. But somehow I did. Plus, now there were football games my son and I could drive to, and we did. Another 2 years flew by, and I graduated with my Bachelor's of Science in Criminal Justice and Criminology. I slept but 5 hours a night on average for those 4 years. I had no time for a social life, but Mom and Dad kept saying I could do it, and I did. I didn't think I would ever make it, but their support pushed me on. My son was in sports and excelling in school, so I was happy. I know I had it in me to complete one more degree program. I signed up for a master's also with Arizona State University. I was determined to complete it before I turned 30, and I did. You could guess who are my biggest fans, Mom and Dad. I graduated in August of 2017 with a 3.64 GPA and a Master's of Public Safety Leadership and Administration at the age of 29. I was divorced, single mom, sustained constant full-time employment, and somehow earned 3 degrees. I did. I now hold a supervisor position at work and have doubled my income in these past 5 years while I was in school. I still can't believe it sometimes. Wearing that master's hood at graduation was my proudest moment. Not for me, believing in myself is still a challenge, but for my son. He will look back at those photographs and know that he can achieve a master's too. With no other parents in no other universities could this all have been possible. The drive my parents had in their lives was birthed into me. Their tenacious actions and perseverance within their own stories was read by me as mandatory. They are me, I am them. What better way to support your children than to believe every step of the way that they can achieve whatever they set their mind to? And I did. They believed it into fruition. They believed in me. That is a gift. My story wouldn't be the same without them.
Okay, that was great. How do you feel about it?
Thank you. I feel pretty good about it. Yeah, I practiced
okay,
a bunch.
Good.
And I feel like that was my best practice, even.
There you go. Good. I didn't hear anything that sounded like a stumble or anything like that, and I followed along. So that was wonderful. Good for you. First take.
Thank you.
Look at that.
Oh, I can breathe now.
Yeah, now you can breathe. Go ahead and breathe. And by the way, wow, congratulations to you. What a great achievement.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
Thank you very much.
It's pretty awesome. I, by far, would have, this is in no way ever trying to compare my experiences with going back to school with what you had to do. I was not a single parent. I didn't even have children at the time. So you made me think back about when I decided to go, when my wife decided to go back to school and she finished, and then I immediately decided to go back to school too and finished, and we both got our master's. And I just think about like how difficult it felt for us at the time and, you know, trying to just have a life and work and school and money and all that type of stuff, right? And juggle things and then I sit here and I, you listen to other people's stories and right now I just listen to yours and I go, oh God, what a whiner I was. I had it so easy compared to other people. And I thought it was so difficult for us at the time. And, you know, we didn't have any children at the time. And of course we even had each other for support. And it was like, oh my gosh. So good for you. And what wonderful support system you have with your parents. It's
yes.
such a gift.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Certainly.
Great. Well, if you are happy with it, then we're happy with it and we're done.
Wonderful. Perfect. Yes, I'm very happy with it. I didn't want to sound too cheesy, but I feel like I had to make it like I was talking to someone and put the emphasis where I would have. So I made little notes on my page where to emphasize. So I hope it doesn't come across sounding stupid, but
No, that's exactly, you know, that's exactly what these things are. That's what resonates to the listener when they feel like they're sitting in the same room with you.
Okay.
That's what the magic of storytelling is and quite frankly, the power of radio, and this isn't, you know, regular terrestrial radio, but the power of radio is that, you know, when you can tell the story in a way that the person feels like they're sitting right there with you, then that's what connects with people. So it's good that you were taking it from that perspective. Yeah. So.
Okay. Wonderful.
Well, Anna Maria, thank you so much again. We really, really are humbled with your participation in this. And, you know, we're very, very grateful that you are being part of this. We'll take this story, we'll edit it, although it doesn't really feel like there's much edits to do. We'll edit it, and we will sandwich it with our our intro and our outro. We will create all the social media promo around it. And then I will reach out to you shortly before the broadcast date, and I will share the recording with you. That point, usually all we do is we'll just say, you know, hey, this is for you to listen to, but don't share it publicly until the actual release date. And
sure.
And then we'll release it, and yoo-hoo, yay, then you can be a star, okay?
Wonderful. Thank you so much. I appreciate you guys so much for doing this.
Well, you're welcome, and right back at you. Have a wonderful rest of the day, week, and into the weekend, all right?
You too. Thank you.
Okay. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.